From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day Today. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, a report on the life of private contractors in Iraq. But first, House and Senate hearings are holding meetings today about the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission today. Members of Congress had expected a Washington-free August. But with pressure firmly applied by the Commission and its final report, there will be hearings on Capitol Hill throughout this month of August. NPR's Andrea Seabrook joins us from the Capitol. Andrea, we've heard a lot about the Commission's report, and yesterday President Bush effectively endorsed some of the Commission's recommendations. What's going on today? What's new up there on Capitol Hill?
Noah, today we're actually hearing from legislators that could, you know, actually make some of this happen. You know, this is the problem of reorganizing intelligence in the United States is incredibly now labyrinthine, and some of the commission's recommendations clearly call for direct action by Congress. Others seem to fall on the president and other executive branch officials. But either way, it looks as if the Congress will be involved. And already some senators in the Government Affairs Committee expressed doubt over President Bush's proposal for a national intelligence director, or czar, as you'll hear in this piece of tape from Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman.
I am troubled that the recommendation the president is making for the national intelligence director appears to lack powers that the commission wants it to have.
Now, it's not clear here, Andrea, what did the commissioners say in detail about the president's idea for the intelligence director?
Well, the commissioners, two of whom are testifying in front of the House Government Reform Committee, said that they think that this is a good start, what the president said yesterday, that it's great that the president is coming out of the box saying that he supports this idea of a national intelligence director and also a national counterterrorism coordinating center also, but that they don't like this idea, they don't seem to anyway, of the national intelligence director coordinating intelligence agencies and budgets rather than having full authority. It seems like a semantic difference in some ways, but, you know, one commissioner, John Layman, said he thinks that through the process of the committees and the months that will come now, that having budgetary authority will come through. And, you know, many of the congressmen were pretty clear that has to happen. Tom Davis is the Republican chair of the House Government Reform Committee, and he tried to be very clear, Noah, in what he saw as the problems that they'll face here.
The key to success in implementing the Commission's recommendation is making sure we're not simply repackaging what we have now. We need to avoid creating another layer of bureaucracy. We need to align authority with responsibility to make sure information is reaching all the people that it needs to reach.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to figure out what he's talking about. Is he talking about budgets and money?
He's talking about budgetary authority and the need for that national intelligence director to really be able to control the power of the purse.
I see. Thank you, Andrea. NPR's Andrea Seabrook from the Capitol.
You're welcome.